Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I am your host, Vanessa Green. It is the 20th of January 2023, and it is an absolute cooker. Warm weather. I hope you guys are surviving the heat wave. We are struggling, but I tell you who is not struggling, and that is the anglers from the KZN coastline. We have had a real mix of weather during the start of the year, but this warm weather has certainly turned on the fish. Now, here's what we can expect on this week's show. On your offshore side, there has been some amazing fish caught throughout the entire coastline on most facets, where the water is clearing up and really warm, turning on that game fish. As for your rock and surf, the fishing has been mainly focused on the inedible action, especially on those anglers traveling north. As for the freshwater, well, the heavy rains have filled the dams, the rivers are still flowing strong, but definitely fishable. And if you are looking for that bass action, well, Albert Falls is certainly the place to be. But Jan is going to tell us a lot more about that later on as we get into the show. But for now, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, firstly for bringing us the show, and secondly for this triple fish rhino braid, exactly what we are going to be needing for the inedible action happening up on the North Coast. Now, before we get into the North Coast, let's start off with the South Coast with our fishing guru, Adam, and he is touching on the areas of Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Shelly Beach, Yuvongo, and Port Shepstone.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow anglers. I trust all is well in the fishing community. As we know, it's the 18th of January. Most of the kids have gone back to school. First day at new schools for a lot of them. If you had kids, I hope it was easy. I do remember when I was a kid going to school, it was never that easy. It was always tears, snot, and drama. As I got older, it became happiness. So I hope that everybody had a good and easy time. But we know with kids, Vinesh, as you should know, it's not always that easy, especially with the younger ones. But talking about easy, it looks like it might be a pretty good weekend in terms of weather-wise, Vinesh. As we know, these are only just forecasts, but looking at most of the apps, it looks to be pretty good. The wind is going to be changing a few directions, you know, sort of up and down over the later part of the weekend, but it should still be good for fishing. Now, I know the water's been very brown down on the lower coast. We've had some patches and some days where it's been fairly okay. It's cleaned up a bit, and then the next two or three days, it's gone back to brown again. So the non-eds are definitely still part of the main show, with a few edibles in between and a few kingfish, surprisingly. So saying that, heading into the weekend, the 19th of Jan, which is tomorrow, Thursday, the wind's going to be sitting around 10 to 20 k's an hour, gusting, with a southwester turning to a slight southeaster. The swell's going to be around 2 meters, dropping to 1.6 later on, with the wave period around 8 seconds, till pretty much Friday afternoon, Vinesh. Moving into Friday, the wind does change to a southwester again, into a southeaster late on, with it sitting around 13 k's an hour, with it picking up to around 20 kilometers and dropping right down early evening, pretty much along most of the coast, with the swell dropping down to 1.3 meters. However, the wave period does pick up to around 12 seconds. Now, looking at it for Saturday, early in the morning on Saturday, it looks like a northwest, then a north, then a northeaster, and pretty much a northeaster for most of the late afternoon, with the wind around 6 kilometers early in the morning, gusting to around 29 k's an hour, but I don't think it'll be that bad. It's around a 1.1 meter swell with 11 second period, so very good fishing conditions. Sunday, again early in the morning at around 5 o'clock, it's only 7 k's an hour on the wind, picking up at most, if the predictions are right, around 20 k's an hour. But the wind is all over the show. It's a northwest to a west to a southeast, then to pretty much a south wind, which the
wave is going to be sitting, or the wave periods will be sitting around 1.5 to 1.4 meters at a 9-second gap. So it does drop a bit. Just busy reading it now as I'm doing this podcast. So it does look like it's changing. I've just refreshed it and it does seem that it is changing. So, Vinesh, as we know, again, as I had said, it's just a forecast, but it does look pretty good for the weekend. Monday morning early again looks to be around a bit slight northwester, 1.2 meter swell, 9-second gap. So it does look pretty good. I will say the fishing has been fairly okay down on the south coast. It hasn't been fireworks, but it's been good, Vinesh. Non-eds again still taking the cake from, you know, small duskies, greys, hammers, your local spots and your good deep water spots, Orange Rocks, Stabell doing the damage again. That being said, there's still been quite a few decent snapper salmon around, a lot of them being taken on light tackle, so it might be a good thing to try something different. Take maybe an 8-foot, 9-foot or a 10-foot rod, nice whippy rod, a 1-ounce rod, I would say, a small little jig head, maybe a small little jerk shad or a jerk bait or even a paddle tail, and go and throw in that sort of muddy water. Take maybe a darker color. As we know, darker color shows best in dirty water. And obviously clean color and clean water, as we know. Maybe go and throw around with some soft plastics. Try something different for a change. Maybe if you're a bait fisherman, take a smaller bass setup, if you want to call it, or an estuary setup. You know, take some small little plastics and go and throw around and try and catch species. You know, as you know, fishing is a game, it's a sport. Maybe sometimes just trying something different might just entice you to get back into the swing of things and just spark that spark we have for fishing and just lighten things up a bit. You know, it's not always about taking fish home. So it might just be a good idea. There have also been a few black tip kingies or king bream around. I've seen 3 taken on bait and 2 on lure recently. The Yuvonga area definitely has not been a place that I would really want to try too much, particularly around Yuvonga Pier. There's quite a big sandbank hanging around there that's not moving anytime soon, so the water even on high tide has not been too great. Moving down to Manaba Margate, there were some shad that had been coming out this week, making size and slightly bigger, so a few nice live bait sizes and also pan size, so that's good to see again off the Margate area. Moving further south, Glenmore's still a really good spot to try at the moment. It's been sort of puffing with a bit of sand. I have seen a few blacktail and also one small mussel cracker coming out there, which is nice to see on the release. Moving further down, going to Port Edward, it's again probably going to be a non-ed show. So if you were heading that direction, that's something that I would try for. So guys, look, this coming weekend's going to be pretty good for fishing. Whether it be non-eds or eds, it does look like it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag. So I definitely would pack my tackle bag or tackle box with a few odds and ends of something different. You know, take something decent, 90-pound bite trace, maybe step it up to a 120 bite trace. You know, take a bit of a thicker leader line or a thicker hook snoot so that you can try and land something decent. Or if you want to try some light tackle fishing, now would be the time to do it, as there's still loads of those small snapper salmon around, Vinesh. So it's definitely going to be a mixed bag. But otherwise, guys, definitely take a few things down with you to the beach this weekend. It's going to be pretty good. And with this heat wave, please just stay hydrated, guys. It's been boiling on the lower coast, and I'm sure it has been in Durban and North Coast. But otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe out there and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. What a fantastic report, my friend. Yes, that rat race has certainly started with the kids going back to school. I know all about that. But what it does is it certainly makes the weekend sound a lot more exciting, especially with some great fishing and good weather. Yeah, the South Coast is certainly looking like the place to be for those inedible action. And you know what, Adam? Yeah. Coming down with some light tackle for that snapper salmon and scratching species, that certainly sounds like a plan. So that is our report for the Lower South Coast. Now moving into Warner Beach and Amends and Toti, we are with Gary for this week's fishing report.
Good day, chat. This is Gary from Kingfisher at Warner Beach. Good day to you. Yeah, the waters, you know, the Eastley has got a funny color. It was so nice on Fish Sunday and Monday. No, there wasn't much around actually, just a few shad here and there, and the banks are beautiful, but there's no fish on them, very little. Sunday afternoon, there were some snook jumping, probably about 300 meters out on the color line, some bonnies and that working. But by Monday, that activity with the turns was just disappeared. Hey, up Durban, there were quite a few bonnies taken around that corner there at the whaling station, and some few kudu there. Some of the snook I saw jump here were quite big, my good, that sort of 6-plus kilo one. Other than that, not much to report at all. I've just got to sit tight and see. We need the southerly to come now, and the water looks very cold today. A couple of people had a dip, they said it was very cold. A funny sort of colour. But river mouth is still open here. Let's see what the next few days bring. Maybe early next week something might happen there. Go well then, and tight line.
Thank you, Gary. So a bit of a contrast report from last week, with the conditions looking good, but not much fish because of those sandy banks. But what I can tell you is that Durban certainly has some fishing, some very good fishing at that. And we've got Mike followed by Brad to tell you all about it.
How's it, my bud? The fishing has been good all over. With this much heat and this much northeasterly that's been blowing, there's been a lot of fish everywhere. The beachfront's been throwing some good-sized diamonds, the odd honeycomb, odd sandy, a lot of grey sharks. From there, if you go south, anything from like Toti down has been producing quite a lot of also good fish. Some lovely edibles, cob. Some nice stumpies. I saw a picture of a cracker pompano, apparently it's 12 kilos. Inedibles also, your sandies, couple blackfins. I heard of a big Zambezi caught in the Sazele area. Going north, Belito's been a bit quiet, a couple grey sharks, not much blackfish, not too many edibles in that area. But once you pass Tinley, Blydale, going that way, it all seems to start warming up again. So yeah. There has been quite a bit there. Belito has had the odd snook starting on it, so that's also not a bad thing for the guys who know spin fishing. On the boats, there's been some nice yellowfin caught, a couple kuta, some snook, all those sort of game fish that are generally around, they've all started boiling up again. The bottoms, guys that have been going very deep have been getting some nice bottoms. Apparently 100 plus meters is the way to go. The bay's got lovely gunter and it's still trying. Kingy, Springer, all that made an appearance during the course of the week. That's about it, my buddy. But yeah, the northeast is still blowing. I think the weekend could turn out to be quite lovely. Yeah? Have a good one.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, the water has warmed up really, really nicely. We're getting over 24 degrees constantly. And some nice. It's also starting to clean up, still a bit green in some places, but in the real deep it's nice and blue. There have been a few Dorado and some tuna out there, one or two Wahoos which have managed to bite us off and get away. But the bottom fishing has been a really, really big reverse current, so there hasn't been much bottom fishing happening. It's really awkward. We've also had northeasters blowing quite hard, which made the sea quite choppy. So predominantly we've been trawling, getting some Dorado every time we go out. With our guys, good luck, tight lines, and see you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Wow, guys, looks like Durban is on fire, and that's not just on the weather side. The fishing is on fire with that amount of species that Mike spoke about, and with that good, warm, clean water that Brad was going on about, looks like Durban is certainly the place to be, especially with this northeasterly wind coming through for the next couple days. Now, moving on to the North Coast, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Belito and Salt Rock Branch, and this is his fishing report for this week.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. Getting through this massive week of heat that we've had. It's been unbelievably hot throughout KZN, throughout a lot of the country, actually. Our area here, Belito, has probably been the luckier area of the lot. I mean, I'm looking at areas like up in Pietermaritzburg, I was there for 2 days and it was over 40 degrees for both days. The scary thing is it's over 40 degrees, almost in the shade. It's unbelievably hot. The guys up in Ishawi, the guys up in Zululand are experiencing astronomically high temperatures. And the worst part about it is that it's not just one day or 2 days and then a switch of wind and it cools down a little bit. We've had high temperatures almost every single day for the last week. And with that paired with load shedding, I think everybody is just a little bit on edge and everybody's a little bit frustrated. You know, business slows down when load shedding kicks in. I mean, in Belita here, we're having load shedding for sometimes 6.5 hours in a day. And it's 4.5 hours continuous load shedding and then 2 hours later on in the day for the most part. But I mean, it's incredibly difficult to keep up with that and to operate during those times. And I can understand everybody's a little bit uptight and everybody's a little bit hutful. And everybody just that I was speaking to recently is just on high tension. And I think what most guys are going to be doing now is trying to get out there, trying to get some fishing done, even though it is hot and you're going to sit in the heat. But the fishing is going to be fairly decent. And that's pretty much what it's all about. You have to get out there, spend some time in the heat, understand that you're going to get a good bite in the heat. If it's a northeasterly wind blowing in 2 days, 3 days later, your water changes color, your water temperature changes, the fish start moving in, the sea starts behaving differently, and you're going to have to sit through that heat and just persist. And you're gonna put your baits out there, and you're gonna be rewarded substantially. So I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel with this load shedding stuff. I don't think it's gonna come to an end anytime soon, but we can at least enjoy the benefits of it, getting out on the water and taking our frustrations out on some fishing. So that's pretty much the only good part of load shedding that I can see. Other than that, yeah, we get tons of guys coming through to the shop and load shedding here because their businesses can't operate, and they sit and chat and we talk fishing stories and all of that stuff. And it's actually quite nice because it's everything slows down a little bit. You know, you get the guys coming in and talking about the good old days and then fishing when they were younger and all of that. And it's actually been absolutely phenomenal to sit and catch up with a lot of the guys that you tend to not talk to as much, because nowadays in age with how fast and furious things are out there, how busy work is and just how busy life is, really, everybody kind of forgets to take a seat and have a chat about, you know, the good things. And I think that's quite important to talk about fishing and talk about the good old days, especially with the sports of fishing advancing so fast. It's quite nice to sit and hear about all of the good old days. I mean, we've had some guys in the shop last week. We had a couple of guys in the shop. We're sitting here talking about how they used to go fishing in the Durban Harbour. And the guys were probably about 40, 50 year old. And there was a bunch of youngsters in the shop who sat back and listened to this like it was so captivating for them, because they had never heard of these styles of fishing and they never heard of how good Durban Harbour used to be back in the day. And it's quite pleasant because you get to share a lot of what you grew up with and all of that. And so basically, like I said, it's quite refreshing to see that type of thing. So that's basically the only good thing we're getting out of load shedding now. And then the only other good thing really is the fact that we do get to hear a lot of what's happening on the water. And it hasn't been the best week of fishing because the winds have been fluctuating. But when we are expecting some really good fishing is today, when the northeast has been blowing for quite a while. There have been a couple of fish coming out in the build-up of this. So we've had northeast for a couple of days now, and the guys have been catching a couple of diamonds, a couple of sandies. When I say sandies, I've heard of one or two big sandies coming up, but nothing over 1.5 meters, more or less. It's been more or less 1 meter sandies, maybe 1.2s. Which is fairly good fun on lighter tackle, and even on heavy tackle they do give you a fair tussle as well. But I would say that we're really going to reap the benefits of this hot northeast wind blowing probably today. I think tomorrow morning we might have the wind changing. So I think today is the day. And other than that, the few sandies, diamonds, and one or two browns, the edible side of things has been, I wouldn't say better, but not worse. It's we've had a couple of shad coming out, but they are sporadic and they've been all over the show. Some of the guys are catching them with sharkers rock. Some of them are catching them down at boulders in Belito here. And then for the vast majority of the reports I've heard on shad have been a little bit further north. So in your kind of Christmas Bay, Salt Rock, like Four Poles area, it's probably been the most productive area for shad specifically. And then I did hear rumors, and I say rumors because it's very difficult to confirm a lot of these things that we hear. But I did hear that there was a nice shoal of pompano that were that the guys were pulling fish out of closer towards the Tongat River mouth. So it's quite nice to see a couple of different species coming out. I would say we're going to try and capitalize on that and have some fun with them. They're incredibly fun on light tackle. Go down and throw some sea lice or throw some prawn and just have some fun with them. A lot of the time when they come out in that area, they're not massive. The fish are all between, let's say, half a kilo and about 1.5 to 2 kilos. You don't get any of those 5, 6 to 8 kilo pommies. Maybe one out of every 100 or 200 fish in that area, but you can still go there and catch them. And the pompano are actually considered to be one of the best eating fish in the world. So if you do like to keep one or two of your fish for the pot, pompano is currently rated one of the best eating fish, right up there with Dorado and cobia, which are the Americans call it cobia. We call them prodigal son. And yellowtail as well, right up there, the top three or four actually. So yeah, guys, if you get one, it's a fairly sustainable practice to keep one or two of them every few fishing sessions, and then just enjoy it. And other than that, offshore fishing has been a little bit slow with everything else apart from snook. The snook have been feeding quite nicely, apparently jumping out of the water, you know. And when we say that, we mean it in a literal sense. The snook have been, on certain days, absolutely wild. And for the most part, on the north coast, nothing really south to my knowledge. But I do hear that there's a lot of sprat in the water after the rivers have come down, and that is what's turning the snook on. So we should get some absolutely smoking fishing coming up in the next week. As far as your snook are concerned, your tuna will start congregating around the river mouths. They also feed on the sprat. You should really just get a bunch of everything next week. And we have seen, I can probably count 4 or 5 big kuta that have come out in the last week. When I say big, I'm talking 20 kgs plus, one up to about 26 kilos, if I'm not mistaken. But a lot, for this time of the year, between 20 and 25 kilos. So offshore fishing is doing very well. And guys, that's about all I've heard this week. So hopefully next week we get some really interesting news for you. And then we will see what happens. Guys, don't forget to fill us in on what's happening out there. Let us know what's biting, so we can report it to the other guys and hopefully get more people's rods bending. Guys, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thank you so much, Jesse. That was a fantastic report, my friend. Yes, we are all talking about that heat in KZN mixed with that load shedding. But you know what? Like you said, there's a light at the end of the tunnel when we are all feeling that intensity. Let's just get out there and fish. Chill out a bit. and enjoy what the load shedding and heat brings for us, which is a bit more time and fish. Well, and yeah, Jesse, I guess I really enjoyed your part where you said how you guys use load shedding to your advantage. That's really cool, you know, especially in inspiring the future anglers that want to learn from the older guys while they're just sitting out at the store, nothing else to do except talk fishing, which is pretty much exactly what I do the whole day. Anyway, so we are now moving on to Mtanzini Banks, where we are with Nick, and we missed out on Nick last week because he's been quite busy, and he is going to tell you exactly what he's been busy about with this week's fishing report.
Let's start off with deep sea. We've had quite a lot of activity at the moment and great excitement on Saturday. One of our local cooter boats called Hillbilly, they really master cooter catches in our area, dropped a very big cooter next to their boat, which was brilliant news for the five boats that went out. Actually, more than five. I only worked with five off the beach, but some of the guys went out to the river. And they went to Sherry's, one of the local pinnacles, and they all called cooter. The guys went out Monday, they went out yesterday. I don't know if anybody's out today. Yeah, the boats, but they're not big cooters. They're pre-season cooters, if you want to call it that. I don't think any of them are bigger than 15 kilos. But it doesn't matter, they're there. And if those little ones are there, the big ones will come along. Also, some very nice catches of VTs amongst these cooters. Oh, the guys have been trawling, pulling love bait out, trawling, spooning. Other guys that don't do game fishing, they're doing bottoms, catching nice bottoms. Not a lot. The ones are getting nice size cobs, you know, 46 kilo cobs. Big slingers that are almost white. And I think the main reason why it's just gone so mad is because the Tugela River has, you know, the flooded water has left our bay. So the water's gone cleaner and the colour lines come right in. It was 25 kilometres out to sea. So most people can get to the colour line and the rod have been caught as well. On the beach, the interesting thing happened. The sprats came right into the surf. I'm talking about the region of a mid-break. And the little birds were diving on them, and the guys ran there and they were fishing. Quite a few of them, and they were just catching walla walla after walla walla after walla walla. And that is very unusual for the beach. We normally catch millions of wallas like that on the sea jetty in Jujubai Harbour. But not off the beach here in Indonesia. The river is cleaning up a bit, so fishing is getting quite good, especially in the mouth area. River snapper and Malabar rock cod have been the main targeted species up there, and river bream. They also give a good fight. Big grunters, I don't know where they are, they seem to be around during the day. Lots of juvenile fish in the picnic area, they are very interesting. With these little baby fish, if the guys can take hand towels down with them and wet the towels and handle the little fish with towels. In fact, any fish you release should be handled with a wet towel. So you don't take the slime off them and they won't get bacterial growth under the scales. Weekend doesn't look too bad. We're going to have a lot of boats going out there on Friday again. So let's see what happens on Friday.
Thank you so much, Nick. Glad to have you back. And I'm glad to hear how good that ski boat fishing is at Mtanzini. That is certainly a place you would want to be if you're a ski boat angler. It is definitely going on there. And yes, of course, scratching for that fish in the river, certainly something to get the family involved in. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Well, unfortunately, Ali is like crazy busy this week and she's probably bending those rods with that fish, or alternatively, it's because we've just heard that Richards Bay is sitting on 51.6 degrees Celsius. Guys, that is insanely hot. I don't think I've ever experienced anything that hot before. So I really feel for you guys out there in Richards Bay. But the reports that has come through, that it has been pretty quiet up in the St. Lucia area as well. But there has been the odd stumpy, the odd shad and cob. But there's been a lot of flatfish. Lots of sharks being on the bite, bending those rods. As for your ski boat side, there's been some cooter and plenty of cigar mackerel that's been on the bite. That is our report for the Upper North Coast, and that concludes our saltwater report for this week. Now moving on to the freshwater, who better than Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg, where he is talking about the bass that are on fire at the moment at Albert Falls, as well as that water and dam levels with those rivers still flowing. Here is Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey guys, so let's see what's happening in the Midlands. Well, first of all, we complained about the rain.
far too much water, they said, and we asked for, quote-unquote, decent weather. But now that it's been cooking for over a week, and the cry is back on for rain to cool things down. On the upside, there is some rain in the current forecast, which is starting this weekend, a spit in the spot, I believe, and then some more early next week. But until then, it's a case of win some, lose some, I guess. One of the positives coming out of the hot spell is Sterkfontein Dam. So as with last week's reports, let's start with the yellowfish. In short, one liner, Sterkfontein is on fire. Almost every angler that I know with an interest in yellowfish is either up there currently or making a plan to head north very shortly. Fish are taking a variety of flies, from the standard good doctor's beetle, which is still the first port of call for many Sturkies anglers, but if they are quote-unquote beetled out and refusing the beetle fly, then other dry flies like hoppers and smaller dries like the F-fly and clinkhammer are a good call. Guide David Weaver reports that his most successful fly at present is a parachute hopper in brown. While a small, and by small I mean number 16, dry flies is a firm favorite with guide Mark Yelland. Guide Jeremy Rochester is having some success with the hopper at the moment with his clients. But if the fish aren't taking dries, and from that you can see swirls under the fly, fish are looking, but there's no commitment to eat, try a dropper rig with a Zac, gold rib hesia, or a pheasant tail nymph. And guys, just a word of caution. With the hot weather, David Weaver reports that the yellows are in full spawn mode. Please avoid these areas where fish are spawning and do not wade in the shallows where the eggs might be, as this is the future of the fishery. Sticking with the yellows, there was a report of a Natal scaly caught by a Natal Fly Fishers Club angler fishing one of the NFFC beats on the Bushlands River. Well, that's pretty high up still for the scaly to be at this time of year, but we can definitely put it down to the warm weather and the warm water. The Bushman's River is currently sitting at 20 or 21 degrees C, which is great for scalies, but not so much for the trout. Fish are rising for the dry, but very slowly, lethargically, and more often than not, simply swimming alongside the dry before peeling off back to the bottom to go back to bed. Even a dropper nymph yielded no interest. Fish swam right past the nymph and still came up for the dry. Well, go figure. Simply says they don't seem to read the same rule books as what we do. Prior to the heat spell, the water temperature was sitting around 17 to 18 degrees, and there were some excellent browns reported from other NFFC river beats. Good numbers and ranges of sizes, with the biggest fish reported to be pulling the tape to the 16-inch, that is 40-centimeter mark. That's a great size for a river fish. With the still waters dirty and on the warm side, surface temperatures are reported to ranging 21 to 23 degrees C currently, and probably more now after this last week of really hot weather. Fishing has been a bit slow, and shall we say, non-existent in the current heat spell of late. There were a few reports from anglers that were out before the major heat, and some great fish made it to the net. Good numbers of fish in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter bracket, with the biggest fish in the reports that I've seen, stretching the tape to the 21 to 23 inch bracket, that is 53 to 58 centimeters, just shy of 2 feet of trout. Cracking fish those. The current water temperatures, however, I think will curtail trout and thoughts of trout for the time being. With water temperatures sitting where they are, even the bass anglers are taking strain. Reports are noting surface water temperatures from 29 degrees C and even up. Geez, up to 33 degrees C, I've heard a report. Anglers are doing best in the early morning, late afternoon. Midday is just too much even for the bass. Fishing has been quote-unquote quiet, and that I say apparently, as once again, we have a running interference and radio silence due to that heaviest bag competition which I spoke about last week, and with many anglers keeping their catches under wraps. Word is out though, if fishing from the banks, frog, fluke, jerkbait patterns are your go-to. For the comp boys, the Major League Fishing Event calendar has just been released. There are 3 dates with Albert Falls as the venue. These are 28 January, 25 March and 27 May. So guys, get your entries in. Of interest to the comp anglers is that the KZN division of the SA Bass Angling Association will be implementing the KeepNet app for competitions and promoting catch and release. So the live wells will be out of order, I believe. Guys, tight lines, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you so much, Jan. Great to hear from you, and what a fantastic report. Thank you for that heads up on Sterkfontein. Like you said in one line, it's on fire. So, yeah, well, that advice on those flies, at least now we know what to use, especially if the good doctor's beetle isn't working. At least now we know which other options we can try. As for that cracking trout, been on the bite, oh, fantastic times, and yellowfish and scalies out there, well, yeah, definitely enough species to be caught, and we know that bass is out there. Yes, those anglers are keeping their cards close and those lips tight, but there is definitely bass at Albert Falls and Midmar. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. It is an absolute scorcher. It's going to be a scorcher right into next week until I bring you next week's show. But that also brings through all that inedible action, and with this northeasterly wind blowing, there's enough species and fish to be caught throughout our entire KZN coastline. So, yes, ease off with that frustration and get out there and release that tension by fishing. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugreem. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.